11%. For significant change to occur, a certain percentage of the population must believe in it, or at least have an opinion on it. There are studies on tipping points, also known as critical mass. Some say it's 5% or less, while others say it must be more than 10%. Let's take a look at a few aspects of our society, as seen through the lens of someone who may have taken the red pill. Mind control and mass consciousness. When you look at the tactics used by those in positions to manipulate public opinion, i.e. mainstream media, major religions, and education systems, the results are fairly obvious. You simply need to find a way to step outside the box for a moment and observe what is truly going on, amidst the noise of the accepted normalcy of the majority of the population's daily routine. News reports, for example, are blatantly synchronized across a country, if not internationally, so that reporters repeat, word for word, the same news to the eyes and ears of the populace, tuning in across the networks. Some of these stories may appear innocuous and irrelevant, but the system in place is quite effective at disseminating a unified message, which everyone then discusses the next day, worries about, or is otherwise influenced by. The news is, by definition, superficial, negative, disturbing, spiritually deflating, and mood-altering. One could argue that this is a pretty ingenious method of disseminating false information and, of course, 50 shades of fear. Simple ideas that are widely shared within a system are frequently the subtle, slow poison that is constantly ingrained into our mental and emotional constitution. When you juxtapose that with the ultimate opposite extreme, the aftermath of something like 9/11, you have two incredibly potent tools for controlling public perception. But social media, in my opinion, upends the structure. The formula is generally disrupted by the internet. A very basic form of mass consciousness, the World Wide Web, effectively demonstrates a unity of information and thought streams that are shared instantly and worldwide. Protests, riots, and uprisings are among the many beneficial outcomes that serve as evidence, and it's still evolving. While corporate gremlins and other immoral interests continue to inject stories, ideas, and trends throughout every feed and on the periphery, as ads, suggested posts, tickers, etc., the main news feed, as it were, is primarily controlled by the user. If you are even slightly proactive and aware enough to avoid simple complacency, you can be very selective about what information you are exposed to and what you choose to contribute to the flow. Reclaiming the narrative. One could argue that shutting out or filtering the real world doesn't change the fact that it exists and is still kinda sorta fucked up in places, regardless of what you believe. I believe that there is scientific inquiry, research, and plenty of evidence demonstrating that much of our general understanding of the nature of reality is suspect. 10 different people can have the same experience in 10 different ways. Which one is real? The point is that how we perceive our world shapes it. What we think about and believe in our hearts shapes our reality. It influences how we interact with the world and our fellow Earth citizens. Our values, beliefs, and biases shape our life story, how we make decisions, how we choose careers and partners, how we respond to any given situation or event, and how and what we teach our children. We are consciousness personified, and we have incorporated some strange ideas over the millennia. Granted, we didn't plan them all out, but as the saying goes, tell a big lie long enough and it becomes the truth. This, too, is one of those fancy tools used to keep the masses in line. Fortunately, we've adapted and adjusted over time, and the truth eventually emerges. Life evolves, albeit slowly. Even so, in the information age, which is fueling the burgeoning age of transparency, we are making significant waves in this regard. A different song. So, most of us understand that war and violence are wrong and unnecessary. Some of us are aware that all war is manufactured, and always has been. However, some people continue to preach the fact that war is unavoidable and that violence is humane. Which one is real? Or which one is preferred? If we prefer to live united, peacefully, and accepting of all choices that 7 billion-ish people can make, as long as they do no harm to others, respect and heed the wisdom of the planet, and align and live by their heart's intentions, then that's the drum we should beat, right? If we prefer to believe that the only thing we should fear is not living our lives to the fullest, moment by moment, day by day, then that is the drum we should continue to beat, right? Then, drummers and citizens, spread the word and be who you want to be. Let's see what happens when we reach a critical mass of 11%. Love your life.